Okay, so you're now about halfway through the semester, and you've actually learned a great deal about GIS already, how to acquire data, qualify it, how to use ArcGIS to put together maps, and also do some basic analysis. And we're kind of at a transition point because we're about to dive into rasters. This week we're going to wrap up on vectors and bring it all together with a single lab and review, but we're also going to then move into rasters next week. And what I want to talk about a little bit is the overall ArcGIS interface and what's in here. We've used the menus a little bit, selection and geoprocessing especially. I've used quite a few of these tools. And there's also a whole bunch of other tools, which in other classes and in the future in your job, you might get into these tools. But I want to talk a little bit about Arc Toolbox, the great and powerful Arc Toolbox. If you don't have it up here, it should be available up here, and it'll pop up. And the toolbox is huge and often intimidating and difficult to use. It has probably over 1,000 different tools in it. It's huge. A lot of the tools you've been using are actually there. Like under analysis, you can find clip, there's erase, there's union, there's buffer. Bunch of different tools we've already been using are all available inside the toolbox. In fact, just about every feature that you use inside of ArcGIS is available somewhere inside the toolbox. The challenge is often finding the tool. Once you find it, at least remember and write down its name. If you find its name, then you can get back to it. Okay? And we're about to move into spatial analyst tools, which is actually where the raster tools are at. Don't ask me why this is called analysis tools, because this is really vector transforms or vector processes, and these are raster transforms. But with ARC, we just have to remember the terminology they use. Okay, so we've also worked within the data management, which is where we found our projection, both define for defining projections, remember, and project raster and regular project for vectors. It says features, but it should say vectors. All right. Anyway, so a lot of good stuff in here. In fact, it's pretty huge. Now, one of the issues can be finding things in the toolbox that you need. I do recommend spend some time opening the toolbox, going through it, looking at what's available. It's a good thing to do, sort of not only feel comfortable with where things are, but what features are available within ArcGIS. However, more and more I see students and myself starting to use the search facility. This little icon up here will bring up a search box, and now you can search for things. Like if I needed to find a race, I could just type a race. There's a race in the analysis tool, and boom, I've got it. Same thing with dissolve. Oh, there's dissolve. So I don't really have to hunt around in the toolbox as much as I used to, as long as I know the name of the tool I'm looking for and can spell it. So if you misspell it, which I do on a regular basis, you're going to end up stuck again. So this is again where it's good to write them down, especially new tools or tools you don't use too often. I just open a Word file, save them as notes, so I've got them around. Now, the other issue is if you don't know the tool that you want. Like, let's say I want to find the points that are close to another point or the closest point. I've got two layers and I want to find where a point is, what the closest point is to another point. I might type something like closest. May closest facility, calculate distance, average nearest neighbor, spatial join. None of these are really what I'm looking for. They're not the thing that I'm looking for. So what do I do? Well, you could sit here and guess for a while. However, you may find pretty quickly if you go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in ArcGIS closest. Oh, there's a common search on closest point. And immediately I get to ArcGIS help, which is usually really good, finding the nearest feature. And if you look down here, we've actually even got near in analysis, which is the actual name of the tool that I need to search for. Closest doesn't work because they call it near. Fortunately, the web's out there to help us with this. Now, also notice we've got desktop 10.0, 10.1, don't have 10.2 here. Now that's because 10.2 is new, and the way the search engines work is they give you the items that match your search that folks have clicked on the most often. So it can take years for the old versions of ARC to move down the list and have the new ones appear. Now the differences between 10.1 and 10.2 are not that great. So if we go here, we're probably going to find help on finding the nearest feature. Let's see. The nearest feature, spatial join. Well, that's actually not what I want. What I want is the near tool. How proximity tools calculate distance. Yeah, that's not really it either. The near tool, let's try that. Determines the distance from each feature in the input features to the nearest feature. That's what I want. Okay, and actually, pretty nice little help page with how it works. Tells us how to use it. Gives us the detailed syntax if you're into Python. And now we can go back to, ArcGIS, type in near, there's the near analysis tool. Okay. Here's my input features. Here's the features I want to find the distance to. And we're off and going. A new field, near FC, is added to the input table to store the paths of the source class contains the nearest features. So that's what I'm looking for. Now, that was not a perfect process. As you saw, there were some bumps along the way, and I've used this tool before. So the other thing you need to do is leave yourself some time. If you're looking for a new tool, if you're doing your analysis you haven't done before, try and have some time available, because it can take a little bit of time going back and forth between the web, searching through blogs and information, finding the right ArcGIS help page that's going to get you to the tool you're looking for and then explain to you how to use it, okay? And again, it's always good to keep some notes on which tools you're using, and especially if there's any problems you found, things to avoid, things to do that help, make sure you make notes about those, okay? That's really how we do the rest of analysis. We figure it out. You'll be doing flowcharts this week. We design them with flowcharts. And then we find the tools that do what we need, and we put together a flowchart that works. We try it. Often that's an iterative process. We have to try it a few times, try different tools. Sometimes we bring in other software packages as well, because ArcGIS doesn't do everything. And there's other software packages out there that can help us get through the process. Then we document it, we finish it, on to the next task. Thanks.